Funboy Speaks, episode 269, Cloudy Networking.
Irrespective of the stuff that's going on with the NSA, there's still a march toward the cloud in business, or maybe with personal, maybe less with personal now, but certainly businesses are leveraging the cloud in order to make their lives easier, so to speak, and for all kinds of things. And you know, I'm looking at it from a networking point of view right now. Certainly networks are magical things. They allow your phone to get stuff from servers off in the internet somewhere. And the actual data might flow over multiple types of networks. For example, the wireless network, or over your local Wi-Fi, which will then get backhauled into some sort of wired network, which might go into some sort of optical network. And it's all amazing that it all works. But, networks have always been built by humans using physical iron and wires and optical cables and that kind of stuff. But as things are going into the cloud, what's happening is that it's all getting created inside of computers as a sort of a logical construct. It's still plumbing, but it's all virtual plumbing. And in fact, what happens as things are happening now, and of course more so in the future, is that you literally, it's like an erector set, right? You decide what components you want. You might even copy paste a whole network design and say, I want this here, and I want like 10 copies of it. And it just goes off and creates everything. It creates the virtual machines. It creates the routers, the access control rules and all of that stuff. And it all just magically works. And now you still need to have an understanding of networking, of course, when something breaks, but it's a little more complicated inside the cloud, because things act more or less the same, but they also act a little differently. So you have to understand the networking. You have to understand. You have to also understand the cloud automation system that's being used. And I think people, certainly in my industry, get a little bit concerned by the cloud, and I've referred to it as an existential threat for some people. But the reality is that we're always going to need people that understand networking at a basic level, that understand how the pieces of the erector set go together. Now, the pieces may be physical or they may be virtual, but you still need to know how they go together, and you still need to understand the basic concepts, because otherwise, whether you're in the cloud or you're not in the cloud, you're not going to know what's going on. And so, I wouldn't, for people that are concerned about the cloud taking away their jobs, especially in the networking or security fields, I think they're gonna the people that are into the cloud don't necessarily understand these things, and they're going to rely on us that know these things to help them as they're building, sort of remaking things that we used to do in physical iron into this, ephemeral environment where you can just throw a bunch of machines together and then lots of things, lots of virtual machines run on it. So it's going to be interesting, the industry is in transition, I think, or the IT networking and security industry sort of in transition. And given my role at Checkpoint, I see this, I get to participate in some of this, the rethinking of a lot of this stuff. And it creates some interesting opportunities, but it is, it's different and it's not. And I think it'll be interesting to see how it all comes together.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.